Naima, you've had a chance to spend a day with the Novus. You've seen their St. Charles facility. You've seen what they call Green Acres, a research farm. Your impressions of Novus?
I have to say I'm very impressed with the work they do out here. Coming out yesterday, I had no idea farther than their science research facility. But today, going to the farm, I learned out a lot more as far as the agricultural poultry business goes and the chemistry aspect of it, how they treat animals and get them to grow better, you know, get them to have better nutrition for food purposes. I think that's amazing. And the way the facility function as a renewable energy, and they don't waste resources, and they minimize the amount of waste that they produce from all the research they do and the animal they take care of. That's amazing too.
And that's going to become even more important as they were talking about the world's population going up to 9 billion by mid-21st century, and not having, what, maybe half the land to try to raise that on.
That's a crucial point that I don't think a lot of young people understand, including myself. I didn't know. But the more I got engaged today, the more I learned how important that's a problem we're going to be facing as a world, not just a nation. And for the work that they do and setting out examples, being the first in forefront for the science that they engage in to help and reduce that, producing more food for the number of billion people that are growing in the near future, I think that's it's commendable. It's great work that they do, and I think a lot of scientists should get engaged doing this kind of work.
For yourself, what are you going to take away from today's visit here at Novus?
This was very interesting for me. Throughout college, I wanted to become a researcher, and you know, touring the lab facility that they have and the farm that they have, and you know, having not grown up here in the U.S., coming from Africa, I think I've learned a lot, and there's so much that I could utilize in my future studies and future work that I'm going to be doing, not just me personally, but also getting other people engaged and trying to teach other people what I've learned today, and hoping they'll use those techniques and, you know, the science that it's provided to better the world as far as renewable resource, minimizing the amount of space needed to produce more food for people, and helping to maintain the water that we have so that we don't run out of it in the near future.
You know, we're not just talking about an animal agriculture company. We're talking about a sustainability company, aren't we?
Oh, yeah, very much so. And the more we become better on sustaining not just the food industry, but, you know, all around water, you know, economic and land and people in general, it's going to help.
Excellent. Anything else I guess you'd like our audience to know about what you saw here and what you're taking away from today's visit?
Just for more students around the country to get involved with science in general and learn about all the other research company and scientists who are dedicating their lives and, you know, training that they've gained from school to helping better the world in general.